try ever again. Closing my eyes, I was haunted by the sound of his breathing. Quickly snapping out of it from the honk behind me, I hit the gas and didn't utter another word to Claire. I didn't have to. She knew me well enough to know I needed silence. 20 minutes later, I walked into my office and shut the door. Dropping into my chair, I pulled in a few deep breaths and tried to clear my head. The light knock at the door had me moaning internally. "I'm fine, Claire. I need a few minutes." She didn't say a word, but I knew she was still standing there. She'd probably stay there until I got up and opened the door. I never kept my office door shut, not even during meetings. It was just the three of us. Claire, Casey the office manager, and me. Casey kept this place running by doing everything from paying bills to running and grabbing coffee on late nights. My phone buzzed in my purse. Pulling it out, I saw I had a message from Cody. "Cody, can't make it tonight. Sent the game up. Sorry." With a sigh, I dropped my head back against my chair. I knew what that meant. Someone better came along to occupy his time. Claire was right. I didn't need that asshole. I had a perfectly good vibrator waiting at home for me. Pushing my chair back, I grabbed some files in my purse. I needed to get out of here and get some fresh air. Before I had a chance to even gather everything up, there was another knock on my door. "Claire, I'm fine," I called out. The door opened and Casey walked in.
"Kylan, it's not Claire. There is someone here to see you about some decorating."
I rolled my eyes and looked at her. Did they have an appointment? She pulled the corner of her lip in between her teeth.
"No, but I think you might know him. When he saw your name, he started laughing pretty hard. Like it took him a good minute or so to get himself together."
Narrowing my eyes at her, I contemplated on what to do. On one hand, I couldn't care less who was out there and what job they wanted us to do. On the other hand, I was intrigued. "He doesn't want to make an appointment?" She shook her head and stepped into my office. Quietly shutting the door, she smiled.
"I could ask, but he is drop-dead freaking gorgeous. I mean, I'm pretty sure he melted my heart the second he looked at me and smiled. I've never in my life seen someone so good-looking."
She leaned in closer and whispered,
"And he has tattoos. Lord, help me."
Giggling, I shook my head. "What was his name?"
"Oh, I think he told me, but I was too distracted by his body."
My hands came up to my hips. "Casey, good Lord, you act like you've never seen a man before." She smiled.
"I've never seen one I wanted to crawl on top of," and
curling my lip, I held up my hands and said, "Stop! I'll see him. Where is Claire?" Her smile faded.
"She said she was going home. She left after she knocked on your office door and you told her you were fine."
My heart pained for a moment. I knew it was just as hard for her as it was for me. After all, Peter was her brother. Shaking my head, I said, "I'll call her after I meet with this potential client." Casey wiggled her eyebrows.
"Want me to have him come in?"
Glancing down at my desk, I began arranging the files I was taking home. "Sure, have him come in." Casey spun on her heels and headed out of my office while I placed a few files in a bag. Something in the air changed, almost as if electricity was being charged through the air. Goosebumps spread across my skin as I glanced up. My heart dropped, and I fought against the lump in my throat. How did he find me?
6. Thana. The moment I walked through her office door, I felt it. The same pull in my chest that I had every time I saw her. Those hauntingly beautiful green eyes caught mine. Her mouth parted slightly, but she didn't say a word. With a smile, I walked up to her and let out a chuckle. A cook and an interior designer. I'm impressed. Kylan took a few steps back until she bumped into her chair. It took her all of 5 seconds to square her shoulders off and give me that beautiful smile of hers. "I'm beginning to think you're stalking me, Mr. Drivas." My eyes couldn't help but to roam quickly over her body before settling back to her eyes. I lifted my hands in defense. I swear, I was shocked when I saw your name. She folded her arms over her chest and lifted her brow as if questioning me.
Uh-huh. So you're telling me it's strictly a coincidence you ran into me running and now you're standing in my office. What in the world could you possibly need an interior designer for?
I couldn't blame her. I'd be a little hesitant if I were her. Flashing her a smile, I watched as something moved across her face. She pressed her lips together before she caught her lower lip between her teeth. Damn if that wasn't the cutest thing I'd ever seen. The cabin. Her eyes lit up while her mouth parted slightly.
The one you're building?
She said with a bit of excitement in her voice. I wasn't sure if I liked how Kylan made me feel. She brought a piece of me back to life I wasn't sure I was ready to face. No one had made me feel a damn thing since Savannah. But this girl lit up something inside of me I was having a hard time ignoring. It's finished. Now I need to make it look like someone actually lives there. Her eyes searched my face quickly.
How big is it?
1,200 square feet. 2 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, a kitchen, dining area, and a living room. There is also a loft above the garage, which is about 600 more square feet with another bathroom. When she licked her lips, my dick jumped in my pants. I'd never felt so damn confused in my life. Was I having feelings for her because we kept running into each other? Or was there something about her that drew me to her?
I normally do large homes and commercial properties. I haven't done a smaller project in a long time. It could be fun.
Would it be terribly rude if I asked to see some of your work? She smiled slowly and tilted her head.
I'd be worried if you hadn't.
Motioning for me to take a seat, I moved swiftly and sat. Scanning her desk, I tried to hide my grimace. It was a mess. Files were everywhere. Pieces of paper scattered all over the place with one or two things written on them. I was beginning to regret walking into her office. If her work was as sloppy as her desk, how in the hell would I get myself out of this? I pushed my hand through my hair and cursed under my breath. Shit. Kylan reached into her bag and pulled out a file that said, Connor, Chipita Park Project. She opened the file and handed me a few pieces of paper.
If you'd like to see the 3D designs, I can get my laptop back out. I just presented this to Mr. Connor this afternoon. As you can see, this project is much bigger than yours. The total square footage we will be designing is 6,000 square feet, and that includes the outdoor pool area, as well as a small guest house by the pool. Mr. Connor's taste is somewhat different. He hunts a lot in Africa and is going more for that look. Now, I don't know what your style is, but I'm confident I'll be able to deliver exactly what you were looking for.
Glancing up at her, I couldn't help but feel a sense of pride. I had no clue why. I hardly knew this girl. But to see how she handled herself, as if standing in front of a room full of board members, hell-bent on selling them her product, confident and so in control, it was a turn-on. I took in a deep breath through my nose and filled my senses with her smell. Damn. Now I couldn't concentrate because I had to know what kind of perfume she was wearing. But I wouldn't give to have her leave that smell on my bedsheets each morning. Shit, what in the fuck am I doing?
Thano, did you hear me?
Her sweet voice pulled me out of my wayward thoughts. Sorry, I got distracted by your perfume. A small smile tugged at the corner of her mouth as she pulled her head back in surprise.
My perfume?
For the love of God, why would I say that? Now I do sound like a stalker. Yeah, it brought back memories of my great-grandmother. My body shuddered. Holy shit. I was just thinking of having sex with her, and I brought my great-grandmother into the picture. With a wink, she replied,
Oh, well, I'm not sure if that is a compliment or if you were comparing me to an old lady smell.
With an awkward laugh, I shook my head. No, you smell amazing. She grinned and replied,
It's Chanel number 5.
I needed to make a note of that. Clearing my throat, I motioned with my head toward the plans. What were you saying? Her eyes dropped to my lips, and I'd have given anything to ask her what she was thinking.
I was...
She stood up and barely shook her head, as if trying to remember her own thoughts.
I asked, what style were you thinking?
You on top first, making yourself come. Then it would be my turn, taking you from behind, fast and hard. Son of a bitch. Stop this, Thano. How would you decorate it, if it were yours? Her mouth fell open in surprise. I could see her chest begin to rise and fall faster, and I wanted to punch myself in the face. Why in the hell did I ask her that? I really wanted to know. If that cabin were hers, how would she decorate it?
I've never had anyone ask me how I would decorate a room before.
She lifted her eyes in thought before looking back at me.
Is it surrounded by trees?
With a laugh, I nodded. There is a wraparound porch with views of the mountains and a stream that is a few hundred feet from the back of the house. She slowly sank into her chair.
That sounds like heaven. Pure heaven.
I grinned. It is.
Okay. Well, if it were mine, I think I would go for more of a rustic cabin feel. Of course, I'd have more feminine touches throughout, but nothing dramatic. I would think you'd want to do that as well, for, you know, when you bring your girlfriend or someone up there, they wouldn't feel like they were in a guy's bachelor pad getaway cabin. Does your girlfriend not want to have any input in the decorating?
I don't have a girlfriend. There was no doubt in my mind. Her eyes sparkled when I said I didn't have a girlfriend.
Do you never plan to have one?
My heart dropped as Savannah popped into my head. Why would you ask me that? I snapped. Kylan pinched her eyebrows together and readjusted herself in her seat.
I wasn't meaning anything bad by it. I was simply stating that at some point, I'm sure you'll bring a girl up there for some sort of romantic weekend. Maybe for a few days, or maybe longer. Maybe someday you'll ask someone to marry you there. I don't know. I'm simply stating.
I get what you're saying, I said as I cut her off. I have no plans for any of that right now. A girlfriend is the last thing on my mind. Clearing her throat, she stood and began gathering the plans and putting them back into a folder.
Right. Well, anyway, it's your house, so you really need to decide how you want it to be decorated, not me.
She pulled out another file and opened it, dropping it in front of me, this time not bothering to take out the designs.
This is a dentist office I designed. The work has been completed on it if you'd like to call and ask them for a tour.
Damn it. Clearly, I pissed her off with how I acted. She was no longer energized by talking about her work. Her voice was cold and distant, almost as if she didn't care if I hired her now or not. Kylan, I'm sorry, I snapped like that. Her eyes looked briefly into mine. She looked as if she wanted to ask me something, but she looked away.
I really do need to be going, and since you didn't have an appointment, I can gather up a few other designs and send them your way if you'd like. I'll need your email address.
Fuck. I needed to figure out how to turn this around. Standing, I nodded as I pulled out my wallet and took out my business card. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had somewhere to go. She didn't even bother to look at me as she took the card.
No worries. I was supposed to go dancing with a friend, but he canceled on me.
The zip of jealousy that raced through my body shocked the hell out of me. I quickly decided this was my opportunity to get to know Kylan a little better. What kind of dancing? She stopped what she was doing and looked at me.
Country Western.
Scrunching up my nose, I groaned. Her hands immediately went to her hips, and I saw a playfulness in her when she tried to hide her smile.
You don't like country music?
No, not at all. Tilting her head, she went back to assessing me.
Have you ever listened to it, Thano?
Only pussies listen to country music. Her mouth gaped open.
So you're saying I'm a pussy?
My heart slammed in my chest. Fucking hell. How do I keep doing this? No, wait. I didn't mean women. I meant men who listen to country music are pussies. Slowly shaking her head, she placed her hand over her heart, as if I had mortally wounded her.
I'll have you know. Some of the only men I'd ever bend over this table for and let them ravage my body are country music artists. Oh my God. Dierks Bentley? Hell, yes. Keith Urban? Yes, please. Oh, and let's not forget about Sam Hunt. I'd let him do things that would make even you blush.
I cleared my throat. Is it getting hot in here? She closed her eyes and smiled.
Oh, then you have Dan and Shay.
Looking straight at me, she kept going.
Hell, I'd even get into a threesome for those two. Sandwich between the two of them? Hell to the yes.
Swallowing hard, I cracked my neck and rubbed the back of it. Kylan, can we change the subject? It's been a long, dry spell, if you would. Her eyes darkened before she turned away and looked out the window.
Sorry, I'm passionate about my country music.
I see that. I barely mumbled. Grabbing her bag, she reached for her purse. Fuck. What was it going to take to get back on her good side? Before my mouth had time to catch up to my brain, I blurted out,
Why don't you come up to the cabin this weekend?
You can take a look around and decide if it's something you want to take on. She had been rounding her desk when she stopped directly in front of me. The smell of her perfume wrapped around my body as she continued to stare at me. I took that as a chance to quickly glance around the rest of her office. There was a small sitting area off to the side with fresh flowers and a few magazines neatly spread out over the coffee table. There was a bookcase behind that with books color-coded by their covers. At least the rest of her office was neat and organized, unlike her desk.
You want me to come up to your cabin with you?
Just to check it out. I'm not asking you up there for the weekend or anything. I mean, the only thing up there is a chair and a bed, I said with a laugh. Kylan narrowed one eye as she continued to give me the evil eye.
Oh, 'cause the fact you only have a bed up there makes me feel so much better.
I closed my eyes and sighed before looking at the floor. The last thing I wanted her to think was I only wanted in her pants. I went up there a lot when they were building it. It's my escape. All I needed was a place to sit and sleep. Her facial expression softened, and a slow, crooked smile moved across her face.
I'll go and look at your cabin. If you go dancing with me tonight, country western dancing.
I let out a roar of laughter before I noticed she was giving me a dead serious look.
Wait, you're serious?
In order for you to come look at the cabin, I have to go dancing with you.
Country western dancing.
I swear if I didn't want to be around her so much, I'd turn and walk away. Interior designers were a dime a dozen. Fine. With a smile almost too big for her face, she asked,
Really?
Rolling my eyes, I tried to figure out how to keep this from my brothers. No matter what I did to hide it, I was sure they would find out about it.
Yes, but if you think I'm doing any of that line dancing, you are crazy.
Her teeth sunk into her lip, making my thoughts wander to where they shouldn't.
You say that now, Mr. Drivas. I have your number,
she said as she held up my card.
I'll call and let you know where to meet me.
Meet you? You don't want me to pick you up? With a wink, she replied.
Nope. I'll meet you.
She headed for her office door. Lifting her hand, she waved goodbye to the receptionist.
Don't forget, Casey, it's a long weekend for me. I'll be back in Monday.
Casey smiled at Kylan and then looked at me. She slowly licked her lips and pushed her chest out a little more. I tried like hell not to look directly at her chest as I passed by.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, I replied, and quickly followed Kylan. We rode down in the elevator in silence. The whole time I was trying to think of how to get myself out of this damn situation I had gotten into. The last thing I really wanted to do was go dancing. I hated dancing. The doors opened and Kylan stepped out. I opened my mouth to talk when she stopped, and I ran right into the back of her. Spinning around, she flashed me an evil smile.
Not yet there, Mr. Drivas. Save it for tonight.
Yeah, about that, Kylan. I Narrowing my eyes, I took in the look on her face. She actually seemed excited about the idea of me going dancing with her. All I wanted to do was be around her. Maybe I needed to get it out of my system. If that meant spending an evening listening to pansy-ass music, then so be it. What should I wear? Her eyes lit up like it was Christmas morning. Something in me wanted to make her look that happy every single day. Pushing that thought as far away as possible, I waited for her response.
Jeans, a t-shirt, and a pair of boots. Cowboy boots.
With a sly look, I asked, What if I don't own any cowboy boots? Taking a few steps back, she winked and said,
You better go buy some then. Talk to you soon, Thano.
My heart stopped as my name trickled off her soft, plump lips. My breath hitched and I was frozen in my steps. I watched as she walked away while I tried to figure out what in the hell was happening to me. By the time I got to my car, I was fighting for air. Dropping my head back against my headrest, I closed my eyes and whispered, "I can't forget her. I won't forget her."
7. Kylan. "What do you mean Cody won't be there?" Claire asked. Leaning forward, I carefully applied my mascara. I wasn't sure why I felt the need to take a shower, shave, wash and dry my hair, and reapply all of my makeup. I wouldn't have done any of that if I had been meeting Cody. "He bugged out on me. But we're all still going dancing? I thought maybe you were mad at me and didn't want me to come." With a long sigh, I replied, "Nonsense. Is Blake coming?" "Yes, he has tomorrow off, and since you're taking a long weekend, I thought I would as well. We talked about going up to the mountains, but they are saying a storm might blow in." "Please, they keep saying that and nothing happens. You should go. Enjoy your weekend." The silence on the other end of the line told me I needed to make things better. If I didn't, Claire would beat herself up all night and not enjoy her time with her husband. "Claire, it's okay. I'm okay, I promise." A sniffle came over the phone. "I hate that it is even there between us." "It's not. It has nothing to do with you. Nothing." "It has everything to do with me, Kylan. Everything." Dropping my hand, I stared at my reflection in the mirror. Where once was a girl so broken, now stood a confident woman. I talked about what had happened to me plenty of times, but talking about it with Claire, I couldn't. I wouldn't. It was time for a subject change. "Thano is going tonight," Claire gasped. "What? How? Why? Where did you see him?" Attempting to hold back my giggles, I gave her the answers she was seeking. "Thano is meeting us at the club. He stopped by the office today looking for an interior designer for a new cabin he built up in the mountains. He had no idea it was our firm." "Oh my God. It's like the gods are throwing you two together." With a roll of my eyes, I went back to applying my mascara. "Please." "Okay, so how did it end up that he is coming dancing with us?" "He said country music was for pussies." I was not about to let that go. I told him the only way I'd go and look at his cabin to see if we wanted to take on the job was if he came dancing tonight. Claire started coughing. "Hold on, I'm choking here." Blowing out a frustrated puff of air, I waited for her to get it all out of her system. I knew Claire better than anyone. We grew up together. She was like my sister, and I knew what was about to come.
"You like him?"
And there it is. "No, I do not. I needed someone to dance with tonight since Cody backed out on me." With a loud laugh, Claire replied, "Oh, because the hundreds of single guys at the club aren't good enough?" "No, because the moment he said that, I had to prove him wrong. I'll get him loving country music by the time we finish his cabin if it kills me." "So, you've already decided you're taking on the cabin. What about the Connor project?" Dropping my mascara back into my makeup bag, I dug around for my blush. "Don't worry, Claire. You're always worrying. Are we all driving together or what?" She sighed, and I knew this conversation was far from over. "We'll pick you up at 7. "Perfect," I said. "See you then." The nice cowboy spun me around and dipped me at the end of the song, causing me to let out a laugh. Pulling me back up, he searched my face.
"Tell me you're here alone."
With a pout, I said, "Sorry, cowboy, waiting for my date to show up."
"Lucky him."
I smiled and headed toward the bar. Even though I was dressed in a lightweight baby blue shirt and shorts, I was still sweating my ass off. My mother had hated when I wore my cowboy boots with shorts, but that was when I was 14. I was older, and I knew it made my ass look good.
Trying to catch my breath, I motioned to the bartender for another Bud Light.
Better slow it down there, Ladybug. If you're too drunk, you can't teach me to dance.
Goosebumps ran down my neck and over my body as his hot breath touched my skin. How long have you been here? I asked, taking the bottle of beer and pressing it to my lips. When I turned around, I damn near choked at the sight in front of me. Holy hell, I whispered as my eyes looked at the Greek god standing in front of me. His dark hair and skin were made darker by the ultra-tight white t-shirt he had on. Moving my eyes down, I took in the jeans that certainly were not new. When I finally reached his boots, I smiled wide. My heart skipped a beat and I fought like hell to ignore it. You bought boots. His hand wrapped around my waist and he pulled me closer to him. My breath caught, and I was positive he could hear my heart pounding against my chest. Jesus, was he always this touchy? I certainly hoped like hell he was.
I did, and let me tell you something. They were expensive as hell.
He smiled, and those damn dimples popped right on out. The urge to push my hand down my panties was real. So real, I let a small moan slip from my lips. Thano leaned in closer, placing his lips next to my ear.
But don't worry. The sales lady assured me they would work when I told her I was trying to impress a country girl. I told her if they didn't, I was bringing them back.
Trying not to, I busted out laughing. Placing my hands on his massive chest, I ignored the pull in my lower stomach. With a good push, he took a few steps back. Not even bothered by the fact that I had used all my might to push him away, and he only took two steps back. I need to get to the gym. You wouldn't think of returning them, I gasped.
I would. I totally would. So you better make it worth my while.
The burning in my chest was something I wasn't familiar with. I'd never had a guy make me feel the way Thano did. I was positive it was because of this whole running into each other bullshit we had going on. Maybe someone was trying to tell me something. If they were, I was going to keep ignoring them. A guy like Thano surely had to have a revolving door when it came to his bedroom and the girls he invited in. That had to be the reason he didn't have a girlfriend. When Dirk's Bentley's Drunk on a Plane started, I grabbed Thano and pulled him out onto the dance floor. Okay, now all these people are doing the two-step. It's really simple once you get it down. When you get a little comfortable with the steps, then you can try giving me a spin or two. He smiled, but it was almost an evil smile, like he knew something I didn't.
Belis nachorepsis mazimu kailin,
he called out. I froze and couldn't move an inch. Never mind the fact that I had barely gotten over how damn good he looked. Now he pushed me right in front of the Mack truck and tried to finish me off by saying something in what I could only assume was Greek. Jesus, Kylan, pull yourself together. Swallowing hard, I licked my lips and tried to speak past the lump in my throat. What did you say?
Would you like to dance with me, Kylan?
Dear God, talk to me like that again and I'll let you do whatever you want to me. Yes. I mean, okay. When he took me into his arms, my breath caught, and I was pretty sure he knew he was having an effect on me.
Show me how to two-step.
Can't think. Body on fire. Give me a second. Your whole speaking to me in Greek threw me, and I'm trying to get myself back together. His head dropped back, and he let out a roar of laughter. After adjusting his hands into the right position, I showed him how to take the correct steps. He was catching on pretty good, and I was honestly impressed with how fast he was learning. There might be hope for him after all. We stopped after two songs and got a drink. You're learning pretty fast. Thano flashed me a sexy-ass grin and said,
I'm a fast learner.
I bet. When Lo Cash's song, I Love This Life, started, I jumped up. I love this song. Thano finished off his beer and took my hand.
Then let's go dance.
A part of me was bummed out because I loved cutting up the floor with this song and was kind of hoping to hook up with another dancer. Thano pulled me into his arms and we took off. He guided me around that dance floor like he'd been two-stepping all his life. Then he spun me and pulled me back to him without missing a beat. I'd never danced with anyone who knew how to lead like this guy was. Giving him a look only a mother could give, I yelled, "You already knew how to two-step, didn't you?" He winked and spun me again. Laughing, I let it go and enjoyed being in his arms and listening to my song as we danced our asses off. We were a force to be reckoned with as Thanos spun me around, dipped me, and even did some fancy move where he whipped me around his body. I'd never had so much fun. A slow song came on, and I quickly headed to our table where Claire and Blake were. Any closer contact with Thano, and I was positive I'd be begging him to make me scream out his name. Trying like hell to catch my breath, I dropped in my seat while Thano reached across the table and shook Blake's hand. "Sorry," I shouted. "You remember Claire, right? This is her husband, Blake." Thano smiled and gave Claire a friendly nod.
"The cooking queen,"
Claire laughed. "That's me, and part-time interior decorator as well." Thano looked between us.
"You work together?"
I nodded. "Yeah, Claire mainly handles everything after the designs have been approved, the contractors and such. She also designs most of the kitchens, since that is her thing." Thano stared at me with a goofy smile. "What?" I asked.
"It's just someone your age to have your own company and already be so well known in what you do. It's impressive. Very impressive."
I could feel my face turn hot. Looking away, I couldn't help but notice the shit-eating grin on Claire's face. She started her company when she was still in college. Kylan somehow talked one of her professors into letting her design her new house. It was supposed to just be the paint color, but when Kylan started making suggestions, the professor hired her on the spot. Needing to change the subject, I turned to Thano. "Let's forget about that. Do you want to explain to me why you lied?" He jerked his head back in surprise.
"What do you mean? I haven't lied to you about anything."
I shook my finger at him. Oh, please. You clearly knew how to two-step, Mr. Drevis. You probably do it better than me." Leaning closer to me, I felt myself pull back.
"I never said I couldn't two-step, Miss O'Kelly. I said I didn't like country music."
My head was spinning. "You said you didn't listen to it. If you don't listen to it, how in the world can you dance to it? Plus, you asked me to teach you." He lifted his beer and took a drink. I watched as the muscles in his throat worked while he swallowed. Why in the hell is that turning me on? Placing the bottle on the table, he looked directly into my eyes.
"My mother started all her sons a dance class at age 6. I can probably dance to any type of music you asked me to. My favorite is ballroom dancing."
Claire leaned forward and shouted, "If I wasn't married, I'd crawl over the table and have sex with you right now." My head snapped over as I yelled, "Claire!" Blake laughed and chimed in,
"That's my cue to get my wife out onto the dance floor and take her for a spin. Clearly, I've been neglecting her."
I watched as Blake and Claire took off toward the dance floor. When I turned back to Thano, he was staring at me with black eyes. My entire body trembled from his intense stare. Luke Bryan's "Strip It Down" started, and Thano took my hand and pulled me up.
"Let's dance, Ladybug."
That was twice he called me that, and I had to admit I kind of liked it. It was cute, but still made me feel sexy. But why Ladybug? Pulling my body up against his, I buried my face and tried to pretend I was dancing with someone who didn't drive my body crazy and make my stomach feel like I was on an endless roller coaster. His thumb rubbed against the skin on my hand, leaving a trail of fire in its path. Every time he moved his hand across my back, my breath caught and my stomach dropped. For crying out loud, I'm not in high school. What in the hell is up with these feelings? I prayed for the song to end and a fast one to start. When Garth Brooks' "Friends in Low Places" started, we danced hard, and by the time it was over, I was gasping for breath. Clearly, I was out of shape,
and thought I was so much better at two-stepping than Cody ever would be. I wondered if he would be better in bed, also. Stop this, Kylan.
You wanna stop for the night?
My heart dropped as I looked at Thano and asked, What makes you think I wanna stop? He looked confused.
You said to stop. I assumed you meant you were ready to stop for the night.
Are you ready to stop?
His eyes turned dark again. Baby, I could go all night long.
Feeling my heartbeat increase, I whispered, I bet you could.
8. Thano. Anytime I was with Kylan, the walls I'd built around my heart felt as if they were shaken. A small crack was made each time she smiled at me or laughed, that beautiful laugh of hers. Tonight was no different. I hadn't felt this happy in a very long time.
Stop this, Kylan, she whispered.
Feeling a tightening in my chest at her words, I didn't want the night to end. You want to stop for the night? She looked at me with an incredulous stare.
What makes you think I want to stop?
Okay, did I hear her right? You said to stop. I assumed you meant you were ready to stop for the night.
Are you ready to stop?
Warmth radiated throughout my body at the idea of holding her close to me again. Maybe it was time for a bit of meaningless flirting. At least, I would tell myself it was meaningless. Maybe I could go all night long. Her eyes glowed, and she unknowingly licked her lips slowly before whispering,
I bet you could.
My breath stalled as I looked into her eyes. There was something about Kylan that brought a piece of my heart to life. I wanted desperately to let my guard down. But did I dare open myself up to that kind of heartache again? Was it a risk I was willing to take? Another song played, and I couldn't help but notice how Kylan's eyes lit up. It was clear music was important to her. Taking her hand, I kissed the back of it. Her mouth parted slightly before I led her out to the dance floor. Pulling her closer to me, she buried her head into my chest as we started dancing. Something was holding Kylan back as much as it was holding me back. A part of me wanted to know what it was. Placing my finger under her chin, I lifted her eyes to mine and softly said, Siskifta Mycenae. Her eyes lit up and she smiled.
What did you say?
I wasn't sure why I kept talking to her in Greek. I never did that with Savannah. Not once did I ever utter a word to her in Greek. Swallowing the lump in the back of my throat, I said, I'm constantly thinking about you. Kylan came to a stop as she stared into my eyes. Placing my hand on the side of her face, I looked deep into those beautiful green eyes while I ran my thumb over her soft lips. I'm fighting the urge to kiss you. She sucked in a breath of air and dropped her eyes to my lips.
Tikani Yamena.
Swallowing hard, she asked,
What did you say?
My stomach was in knots as I answered, What are you doing to me, ladybug? Her eyes closed as she whispered my name, Thano. I needed to see what she tasted like, more than I needed air to breathe. Pressing my lips to hers, she gripped onto my shirt tightly while letting out a soft moan into my mouth. Slipping my hand behind her neck, I grabbed a handful of her hair and pulled, causing her to open more to me, deepening our kiss. She tasted sweeter than honey, and I forced myself to pull my lips away. If I kept kissing her, I'd want more, need more. When I opened my eyes, hers were still closed. Releasing her hair, I ran the back of my hand down the soft skin of her face. My God, she was beautiful. Opening her eyes, Kylan smiled and took a step back. She drew her lip in between her teeth.
We should probably call it a night.
My heartbeat was pounding against my chest so hard, I was sure Kylan could hear it. With a slight smile, I replied, We probably should. Do you want me to give you a ride home? I regretted asking to take her home the moment it slipped from my lips. The attraction I felt for Kylan was almost too strong to deny. Yet I wasn't sure if I was ready to move on. No. I'd never be able to move on, but I also didn't want to lead her on. Use her like I'd use the other women to try and forget for a bit.
Are you sure? Claire and Blake live in the opposite direction of me, and it would help them out if you could drop me off.
It wasn't lost on me how she stressed me dropping her off. Maybe Kylan wasn't any more ready to take the next step than I was. Giving her a soft smile, I replied, "Sounds good." After telling Claire and Blake I was taking her home, Kylan grabbed her small purse and coat. We walked in silence out to my car. Walking up to the passenger side, I unlocked it and opened the door for her. With a huge grin, she shook her head and whistled, "A BMW M2 coupe. Very nice." "Very stupid," I replied with a chuckle. "My parents told me to go sensible, and I didn't listen. I pay more for the car than my rent, I swear." Kylan laughed, leaving my body feeling strange in its wake.
"Well, I take yours over mine any day."
She slipped in, and I couldn't help but notice how damn good she looked in my car. Shutting the door, I raced around the front and quickly jumped in. Putting it in drive, I took off toward Manitou Springs. "What kind of car do you have?" I asked.
"Honda Accord, two-door."
Glancing over to her, I asked, "You don't like it?"
"I do. I let Claire talk me into it when I wanted something else. It still pisses me off I let her do that to me."
She turned and looked out the window, wringing her hands over and over. "Why do I get the feeling Claire talks you into, or should I say, out of, things often?" With a gruff laugh, she replied,
"Oh yeah, she's good at talking me out of stuff, even if I don't need her to."
Her smile faded some as she continued,
"She's done a ton more stuff than I have. I envy her in a way."
"How so?" I truly wanted to learn more about Kylan. She had a bit of a mysterious air about her. Stopping at a light, I looked over at her. She was staring straight ahead.
"She's been horseback riding. I haven't, even though I'd love to. Oh, yeah, and she's been on a Ferris wheel. That's something I've never had a chance to do."
"Really? You've never been on a Ferris wheel?"
"Nope,"
she said with a chuckle.
"I've never even been to a carnival, which really makes me sad."
I clutched my chest and sucked in a breath of air.
"How? That's like a staple of every childhood."
Her smile faded before she looked away.
"Well, I didn't have a normal childhood."
The pain in her voice bothered me, and I couldn't explain why. "Do your parents live around here?" Turning her head, she slowly blew out a deep breath.
"No, they don't."
I wasn't sure if I should push her for more of an answer or not. I quickly decided I should. "Do you not talk to them anymore?" Her chin trembled before she plastered on a fake-ass grin.
"My parents died in an accident when I was 14.
My heart dropped. "Shit. I'm so sorry, Kylan. I wouldn't have pushed if I had known." With a shrug, she gave me a wink.
"How would you have known?"
She looked straight ahead and pointed to a building.
"That's me. You can pull up and I'll jump out."
I was pissed at myself for feeling the way I was. A part of me was disappointed she wasn't asking me up, but the other part of me was breathing a sigh of relief. "Will you be okay walking up on your own?" She narrowed her eyes and gave me a look I couldn't read. "I mean, I can walk you up if you want." With a breathtaking smile, she opened the door and got out.
"Nah, Dave the doorman will make sure I get in okay."
The relief I felt knowing she would be okay surprised me. "Hey," I shouted before she shut the door. "Are you off tomorrow?" Leaning in, she flashed me a sultry look.
"Why, you want to go salsa dancing? I bet you can do that as well."
My cheeks almost burned. I was smiling so big. "I can, but that's not what I was going to ask. There's a storm blowing in later this weekend, but I thought maybe we could head up to the cabin earlier in the day so you can take a look at it."
"That's right. Me going up to your bachelor pad in the mountains was part of the deal, wasn't it?"
"Yes, it was. So what do you say?" Pulling her lip between her teeth, she studied me for a few moments.
"I think tomorrow will work. What time?"
There was no way I could ignore the mixed emotions I was having. No doubt I was excited to spend more time with Kylan, but I was also feeling tremendous guilt at the same time. 10? Too early for you?" Taking a step back, she scrunched her nose up in an adorable way.
"Please, I'll already be back from the gym and ready to go."
Putting my car in drive, I nodded. 10 it is, then. I couldn't really see those beautiful green eyes of hers, but I imagined they were sparkling like they always did when she was happy or excited.
"Night, Thano."
"Good night, Kylan." She shut the car door and walked into her building, not once turning to look back at me. I drove off, trying to decide if I was bothered by that or not.
9. Kylan. By the time I walked out of my kickboxing class, I was covered in sweat. All I wanted to do was get home, shower, and get ready for this trip up into the mountains with Thano. Pressing my lips together, I tried like hell to keep the stupid, bubbly feelings of excitement down. This was new for me, this whole fluttering in my chest and my stomach dipping like I was driving fast down a road and hit a dip. Of course, I'd never met a guy like Thano either. The way he looked at me, talked to me, held me in his arms like I was something very special to him. My fingers moved to my lips. I swore they still tingled from his kiss last night. After I had gone up to my apartment, I lay awake in bed and cursed myself for not inviting him up. I didn't want this to be just another fuck buddy type of thing. If I was going to let my walls down, I wanted it to be different. I shook my head and closed my eyes. Who was I kidding? I'd never fully let my walls down. But maybe, just maybe with Thano, I could try. Jesus, that is the look of a girl in love. Snapping my head up, I stared at the girl standing in front of me. What was her name again? She didn't have her name tag on, and when I went to look, it appeared I was checking out her fake-ass boobs. No, it is not a look of someone in love, I snapped back. Wiggling her eyebrows, she replied, You got lucky last night, then? I let out a fake laugh. I wish. Another girl ran up and practically attacked the nameless big-breasted receptionist. Oh my God, Anne, there he is, the guy who left you that morning. Where? Anne looked as she lifted up on her toes. Her eyes widened as she gasped, What is he doing here? Don't tell me he's a member here now. Now I was intrigued. What is who doing here? I asked. If she was going to pry into my sex life, I was prying into hers. This dick I met a while back. I guess to him I was nothing more than another woman to spend the night with. Her eyes turned dark as if remembering that night. Asshole has no idea what he missed out on. I couldn't help but laugh. What did she expect to get from a guy who only hooked up with her for sex? Actually, I only came up to get next week's schedule. Do you have it? Anne kept her eyes focused on who I assumed was the dick who poked and ran. She reached for a schedule and handed it to me. He's coming this way. Stay strong, Anne, the other girl said. Turning to leave, I ran smack into a familiar chest.
Now I'm beginning to wonder if you're not the one stalking me, Ladybug.
My eyes widened while I stood there frozen in place. Thano. My mouth went dry as I took him in. His white t-shirt was soaked with sweat, and I could totally see every single line of his muscles beneath it. Yummy. This was insane. How many times were we going to run into each other? What was life trying to tell me? You work out here? He smiled that brilliant smile that melted my panties right off. How in the hell was I going to be able to survive this little trip with him when all I dreamt about was him on top of me? Or me on top of him? Oh, from behind, I bet would be nice. I shook my head to clear my wayward thoughts.
Today is the first day I've tried out this new gym. Gus told me about it.
He looked over my shoulder and frowned when he saw Anne. My chest felt like a heavy weight was on it as I quickly figured out whom Anne was talking about. Shutting my eyes, I cursed. Damn it. I knew he was too good to be true. He was a player, hooking up with women at clubs and then having sex. I should have known. You probably don't remember who I am, do you? Anne said, with sarcasm dripping off every single word. Thano gave her a smile. Not the kind he gave me, though.
I do. Your name is Anne.
Wow, I'm impressed you took the time to remember. Clearing his throat, Thano looked back at me and pinched his brows together.
I need to take care of something really quickly here. I'll still pick you up at 10, right?
My eyes widened and my mouth dropped open. He was excusing me to talk to his little fuck buddy and making plans to pick me up.
Oh, hell no.
Seriously? Why are all guys such dicks? Maybe you need to find someone else to decorate your fuck pad. Pushing past him, I headed toward the exit.
Kylan,
Thano called out as I picked up my pace. I would have run if I thought it wouldn't make me look like an insane person. If he thought I was going to be his next one-night stand, he had another think coming. And to think, I let his stupid, charming smile and sexy Greek words sneak in on me. I was almost to my car when I breathed a sigh of relief. He hadn't come after me. Unlocking my car door, I opened it only to have it slammed shut again.
Wait, Kylan.
Looking up at Thano, I placed my hands on my hips and shot him the dirtiest look I could muster up.
Let me go, Thano.
Shaking his head, he said,
No, not until you let me explain something.
There's nothing to explain. Anne managed to tell me about the dick who screwed her and left when he got what he wanted. His eyes narrowed and a look of anger washed over his face.
Is that so? Well, then maybe you should at least give me the same chance to tell you my side of the story.
I laughed. Your side? You fucked her and left her the next morning. What else is there to say? I'm not that type of girl, so you're wasting your goddamn time. Going to open my door, he blocked me.
Nice mouth, Kylan. And I have plenty to say, and you're going to listen to me.
My entire body began to shake. I don't do well with being told what to do, Thano. He pushed his hand through his still sweat-soaked hair. I hated that it made my insides pull with desire. And what I hated even more was how the authority in his voice turned me on. I vowed I'd never let another man have any sort of control over me. But something about when Thano did it was different.
Kylan, please, let me tell you something. And if you're still pissed at me, I'll let you go and I'll find someone else to decorate the cabin, I swear. But please give me a chance. I don't want you to leave angry.
The sadness in his eyes caused me to take a step away from my car. Crossing my arms over my chest, I let out a huff. Fine. You have 2 minutes and then I'm out of here. He shook his head as if trying to figure out how to talk himself out of this.
I lost someone very close to me, and for a long time, I was fucked up. I hooked up with a few girls and had sex with them, and it was all in fun. I always told them I wasn't looking for anything but one night. It was the only way I could erase the pain for a bit. That and alcohol. I only did that with a few girls because the guilt drove me insane for weeks afterwards.
My heart felt as if it were breaking. I wasn't sure if it was because I knew Thano loved someone so much it would break him, or if it was from knowing he had meaningless one-night stands with other women. Deep down, I knew it was a little of both.
I met Anne months ago at a club I went to with my brothers and Gus. Anne and a few of her friends ended up joining us at our table, and my brothers made sure I got pretty fucked up and kept pushing her on me. We danced a few times, and I'm sure I said something that led her on. Anne offered to take me home. I was so fucked up I couldn't even tell her my address. I had no intentions of sleeping with her. I promised myself I wasn't going to get drunk and have sex with someone again. She ended up taking me back to her place, and she said we slept together. I barely remembered it, and I'm pretty sure I was so trashed I wouldn't have been able to even have sex.
Rolling my eyes, I said, Ugh, I don't care to hear your details.
I'm just saying, I don't even think I actually had sex with the girl. I woke up the next morning still in my boxer briefs. She made an advancement toward me, and I tried to explain to her I wasn't interested, and I apologized for any misconduct on my part. Needless to say, she was pissed I was turning her down. Really pissed. She ended up throwing me and my clothes out onto the street where I had to call Gus to come pick me up.
I thought back to what Anne had said about Thano having no idea on what he missed out on. Come to think of it, she never actually said they had sex. I felt a little silly for the way I acted. It wasn't like Thano was taking me out on a date, for Christ's sake. I was going to be working for him. Tilting my head, I stared at him. Why are you telling me all of this? What do you care what I think? He swallowed hard and shrugged.
I don't know. The idea of you thinking I would sleep around bothered me.
Shit. He sighed as he closed his eyes and shook his head. My heart was racing. What does he like? What does he want? Dear God, what's under his shirt?
Kylan, you make me feel something I haven't felt in a long time. It both excites and scares me. We keep running into each other, and Gus would say it was a sign, and fuck, I don't know. Maybe it is. All I really know is I want to get to know you better.
My brow lifted. Get to know me better how? His eyes turned dark while he quickly swept them over me. My body responded with a shudder. When he took a step closer to me, my heart was pounding so loudly I couldn't hear my own thoughts. His hand slipped around the back of my neck, pulling me closer. Oh, dear God. My knees shook as I reached up and grabbed onto his arms to keep myself from falling. Thanos softly ran his lips along my neck, and a small moan slipped from my mouth. I could feel his hot breath on my skin as he talked in a low voice.
I want to know what I do that makes the pulse in your neck beat like this.
My breath caught when he pressed his lips to my neck and whispered,
I sigh tosior morphos.
The foreign words swam around in my mind so beautifully. With my breathing labored, I panted out, I have no idea what you just said, but you can get to know me in any way you'd like. It might have made me sound like a cheap whore, but in that moment, I didn't care. All I cared about was this man was able to bring back feelings I had buried long ago. And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
10. Thano. The way Kylan was breathing had my dick throbbing. I fought the urge to push her into her car and fuck her right here in the parking lot. Jesus, Thano, get a grip. It didn't help matters any when she practically gave me the invitation to do just that. Kissing along her jaw, I forced myself to pull back. I'll pick you up at 10. She nodded, her eyes closed and her lips parted slightly.
Oh, okay. 10. Yep. Work. Right.
When I stepped back, her body was swaying and I couldn't help but smile. I loved how she reacted to me. No woman had ever responded to me like Kylan did, not even Savannah. But that had to be because we were so young when we started dating. I stopped and looked at her. She still had her eyes closed. Kylan? Snapping them open, she jumped.
Right. I'll be ready and have my measuring tape and notepad to assess everything.
When her eyes widened in horror, I laughed. Lifting her hand, she started babbling, and damn it if it didn't make me that much more attracted to her.
No, wait. I don't mean I'm going to be assessing your size or how well you do. Not that I think we're going to do anything because I totally don't think that. But I have to admit I'm pretty well turned on right now, you know?
She motioned with her hands up and down.
Look at you. You're hot and sweaty, and I can see through your shirt. And you kissed my neck and whispered something to me in Greek and...
She looked around.
Man, did a warm front come through or something? It's so hot.
I forced the laugh back down as I reached for her hand and gently kissed the back of it. See you at 10, Ladybug. Her smile made my heart skip a beat.
See you at 10,
she softly replied. Turning on my heels, I walked over to my car, trying like hell to figure out what in the hell I was doing. I wasn't ready for a relationship, but I was so drawn to Kylan, I had to have her. All of her.
What do you mean you're not coming over for dinner tonight?
Slipping the t-shirt over my head, I put the phone back up to my ear. Thad and Nicholas will be there, Mama. You won't even know I'm gone.
Why do you assume such things? I will know. Your cousins are in town. I'm making a huge dinner.
Running my hand through my hair, I attempted to get it to dry faster. I've got plans I can't cancel. The silence on the other end of the phone told me her head was spinning.
A girl?
No, I lied.
You're lying to me, Athanasios.
Rolling my eyes, I grabbed the cologne and did a quick spray.